Hi guys, and welcome back to Bingeable, where Lucy and I, Emmy, discuss our absolute favorite shows, most talked about shows, or shows we absolutely despise. So we are back today to discuss a show that hasn't been on for a little bit, but I truly think is one of the absolute best shows of the year. And that is Ozark.
So Ozark, I hadn't watched, and I remember that it was your choice for last year's best drama.
And it's going to be an interesting episode because you just watched, and I watched it in real time, one a year for 3 years.
It was interesting to binge it because I knew it was good and I knew it got good reviews, but for some reason I wasn't dying to jump in, and I think I just had an idea of it that it was basically this just Breaking Bad in the Ozarks. And it's really very different, and I honestly just, Jason Bateman and Laura Linney, not that I didn't know this before, but even more so after watching, they're just both so unbelievable. I could watch them do anything, and it would be amazing.
I just feel like that's, because, I mean, I know Laura Linney from a bunch of things, but obviously I know her the most from Love Actually. So watching her.
Absolute classic.
In this. And also just Jason Bateman, who's usually such a, I've seen him in so many like fun comedy rom-com settings, I feel like. And I just am like, this is such a power duo. And their characters are so insane and complex. And like, you really don't know in 3 seasons whether you love or hate them. I have a different emotion about them every episode.
For Breaking Bad, it was fun to watch because you felt like you were really watching this person become a genuinely bad person, like a genuine villain. And in Ozark, you never feel that way. Like, they're crazy, but I feel like because they're both so good, you just feel like they're regular people who, like, have made bad decisions.
Well, and I feel like I was noticing just the setting of the Ozarks and also the costume design really does put them into, like, a very normal life doing these, like, unbelievable thing. It's about a Mexican drug cartel, but you're not in Mexico. You're in the Ozarks and this beautiful lakefront, but like towny vibe. Laura Linney and Jason Bateman are like probably the two most normal looking people you'd ever see.
Yeah, and so likable naturally. Even when Jason Bateman is not making a joke. I feel like Jason Bateman never makes a joke. Like, he's so dry all the time. He's just so naturally funny that, but when he says a line with a complete straight face, it just comes off as funny. You kind of are like, yeah, I get it. Like, they're not bad people. I can understand.
Well, and I have to say, this was the third season. I think that it may be because I'm in love with Jason Bateman, or maybe just because he's such a good actor and looks so stressed in every single episode of this show. But I cannot look at him as a villain. I just constantly want to hug him. But Laura Linney, I feel like she's very good at being very even-keeled with this character, even when she's like literally knows horrible things are about to happen. And I just feel like this season she kind of did become a little bit of a villain.
Totally. So since I binged it, I watched them all very quickly, obviously, in succession. And I feel like things really shifted when in season two, I think it was mid to end of season two, when Marty kills Mason, the preacher.
Yeah.
And he has a total breakdown about it. And she is just like, nope, it's going to be fine. This is what we're going to do. I'm going to take control. And I feel like in that moment, everything switched and she became the one who wanted the power and to be in control of the situation. And he was the one who was like, we have to get out of this. Who have we become?
Well, and because once you have this much adrenaline constantly in your lives, especially if you were a little unhappy at the beginning, like, you can't just break that. You can't just go back to sitting and relaxing. I mean, Marty can because he's just gonna have a nervous breakdown any second. But she kind of likes it.
Yeah, I really like the political element of it and that she reveals the corruption and the lobbying.
Yeah.
And that whole side of it, which I feel like is really part of season two. I think things really pop off at the end of season two. I loved season three because that's when things really get moving with the casino and like there's all of these power players, you know?
I really want to discuss my favorite character of the series, which also makes me sound like a terrible person, just because I just rewatched the final episode and I am so obsessed with her. In season three, just the fact that Darlene became more maternal than Laura Linney's character. I need to see Darlene, whoever that actress is, in everything. She can literally be the most ruthless, disgusting, disturbing person, and then like also a mother and a caretaker. And in season three, she also just like 180. She became like a nurturer. I mean, she did shoot off a guy's penis in the last episode. And
this is true.
But she did it for a good reason, I guess.
She did it for Ruth.
Yeah.
I agree. I love her. So it took me a little bit in the first season to kind of get into it. Not because I didn't think it was good, but because it just felt like everything was going wrong for them. Yeah. And it was just like, ugh. But when they start working with the Snells, I think the moment, and it's still one of my favorite moments of the whole series that I really was like, whoa, I must watch the next episode right now, is when Marty and Wendy are working with Mason, the preacher, and his wife to launder money in this church that they're going to allegedly build. And the Snells are like, they do one thing, if they put one little teeny cross up, the deal is over. And it's, I think it's episode 6 or 7 in season one ends when Marty drives up to the church and there's a huge cross on it and it fades to black as you hear him on the phone being like, Jesus, fuck, they put up a cross. And I was like, oh my, this is the worst thing that could ever happen. I have to know what the Snells are going to do. The Snells just take things, and Darlene specifically just takes it to another level.
And Darlene does not bluff. Like, you cannot, she is not bluffing. Make no mistake, this is a woman that killed a pregnant woman, took the baby out, and then raised the baby as her own for months without a second of remorse.
Poisons the love of her life, and she really did love him, but like, he's gotta go.
I mean, she knows what she wants. She's running a heroin empire, so really, we knew she was not gonna be great from the start. But she's just like a wild, unbelievable, I just can't stop watching her character. And now she's sleeping with
Wyatt.
With Wyatt, and wants Wyatt and Ruth to run her farm. Also, like, the sex scene between Wyatt and Darlene was one of the most outrageous.
Who do you think was more uncomfortable shooting that? I feel like she was probably more weirded out than he was. Yes.
And like, just like Ruth coming to terms with this relationship, we have to talk about Ruth, but was so funny. Like, in the final episode, he was like, yeah, Darlene wants me to meet her mom. And they both start like, for anyone who doesn't know, I think I look up this actress and she is 70, I want to say. So it's just
Quite an age gap.
It's incredible.
Ruth, we gotta just, the two twin powerhouses of Ruth and Darlene, just absolute menaces, and I live for
and
them.
And Wendy, Ruth, Darlene, and Helen, women are just here to destroy
the show.
Yeah. I love the female characters in this, but Ruth is just,
she just has the most specific way of speaking, walking, her blonde curly hair. She's just, I've never seen anyone like her before.
And I think my like favorite quote of all time of hers is like, I don't know shit about fuck, or like the opposite.
Yeah. My favorite is when she, right before she throws Frank Jr. off the casino, and she goes, stupid bitch, and throws him off the casino, and I'm just like, I love you.
She is just a tough cookie. And it also just cracks me up. He literally met Ruth because she was like robbing him. And then he was like, this girl is very talented, and brought her into this hall. She's run a strip club. She's run a casino. She dealt with the waterboarding and the torture and the death of her father. She's had quite a career.
I love the way her relationship with Marty develops, because even though she's definitely on his ass about things, they do have this sort of bizarre father-daughter kind of vibe, where like, you do feel like Marty would do anything to protect her.
Well, and that's why it is so devastating at the end of season three. She finally, Ruth gets a little bit of happiness in her life. Because regardless mm-hmm. of all the things that she got herself into, she had an incredibly hard life and had... Mm-hmm. And she is a very caring person. Like, she cares unbelievably about Wyatt and Three, and she also mm-hmm. cares about the Bird family. So just finally having her have a little bit of a love story was so fun. Mm-hmm. And I kind of liked that she hadn't had one yet, because it just, like, made her an even better character, I feel like. That, like, she wasn't attached to a man at any point until this season. Unfortunately, she fell in love with Wendy's brother, who... got himself in a bit of trouble with the wrong people. And then Wendy killed him, of all people.
I just loved him as an addition to the family dynamic and the working. I feel like he was, first of all, an incredible performance. And it just added so much, because I feel like it was the first time. Because it's so crazy that Charlotte and Jonah, they were pretty much from the jump, like, in down for the vibe of the family. But Ben coming in, I feel like it was the first time that Wendy had to, like, really reckon with an outsider being like, what are you doing? Yeah. You know? When he went off his medication, I was like, oh, no.
Oh, no.
This is not going to go well for him.
You never, anytime a character stops taking their medication, it is a disaster. But especially if their family is operating a drug cartel.
I think it was the second to last episode mm-hmm. of season three when Wendy and him are at that dinner. And he buys the phone and you're like, oh, fuck, Ben. Like, can you just get it? And he just doesn't.
Does not. But that's also just the first time. Like, I was like, no way is she... going to go through with this. And then it took me a while to reckon with it. I was like, we didn't see his body, maybe it's fine. And I was like, that's the end of Ben.
I had the opposite feeling. I was like, oh, she's for sure gonna end up getting him killed, because there's just no way. Her reaction and just her drinking in the car and just absolutely devastating. That performance was absolutely heartbreaking.
I completely agree. Her and Marty had been having some issues, and just how he, like, how they always come together. It is nice in a Bonnie and Clyde sort of way. I totally understand why Charlotte would want to completely disown the family. But I also love that the kids have been, like, they've been so honest with them and kind of their relationship with them and just how frank they are mm-hmm. and Jonah, like, learning the business. You have two options as parents, and they were old enough that they were like, all right, well, we just had to move to the Ozarks and there are going to be a lot of questions, so I guess we will just lay it all out there.
And I mean, it worked better for them than it did for Helen, who was not going to tell Erin, her daughter, what happened, and then the whole Ben situation happened. So I guess the moral of the story is just be honest with your kids, because
no matter what you do for a living, they may understand. Just,
what did you think about Helen?
I have to say one thing that nothing about Helen's character. I just need to know who is dressing her, because I have never seen a worse dressed woman in my entire life. Like, there's something about her pants always. And
yeah, it's not, the fit is not quite working. My mom and
I could not get it. Like, we were just freaking out every episode, because I'm like, what, they could do so much with this, like, powerful businesswoman. Like, she could be in these amazing pantsuits, and they just put her mm-hmm. in, like, the worst outfits I've ever seen. So I just have to comment on that, because I feel like we always talk about fashion we're obsessed with. And Helen's clothing is literally the exact opposite. I really appreciated the shock factor of her death.
Yeah, I think I audibly gasped.
I am obviously happy, because I love Wendy and Marty, so I want them to, you know, maintain this empire. But mm-hmm. I mean, it just kind of shows how they are just never going to get out of this, really.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know who they're kidding in every other episode. I mean, less in season three, but when every other episode, they're like, we just got to do this one thing, and then we're done. Like, we'll get out. I'm like, guys, I don't know if you know, but once you're in with the cartel, you're not coming out.
Yeah.
I thought Helen was just such an interesting character, because on the one hand, she was this willing to torture and be tortured yeah. and kill and do whatever it takes for her client. And then on the other hand, wants to shield her kids. And you do sort of see her and Wendy sort of reaching out at some points and kind of being more partners and friend adjacent. I understood why Helen was like, I think I need to take over because the birds are absolutely yes, erratic. Yes. Because the birds kind of really were losing control.
I mean, they have certainly not, this has not been smooth sailing. And they have had a lot of hiccups. And I feel like Marty and Wendy are very complicated characters. And they have, because they live in this town, they have very complicated relationships. And a lot of emotions are involved. And their kids are involved. Whereas Helen looked at this as a business and as her job and literally like a 9-to-5 situation. She worked and then she went home mm-hmm. and was a mom, and her kid had no interest or idea what she was doing. Like she was all professional and all she wanted everything as like clean cut as possible. And Marty and Wendy were just, this was their whole lives 24/7 yeah. and everyone they knew was involved, and I feel like it was just extraordinarily messy, and they couldn't, like, Helen managed to shield it from her own daughter, and Marty and Wendy literally couldn't shield what they were doing from anyone. Not even
right, literally
no one,
not even the FBI. Yeah, like the FBI is on their ass, which I did sort of love in season 3 when Maya the agent was like, but we both know what you're doing. Like, we know you're laundering money. We just need to catch you at it. Like, yeah. There's no misunderstanding.
Yeah. I will miss Helen. I'll miss Helen. I'll miss Ben. I miss Buddy.
Yeah. A lot of the classics are just, they're not with us anymore. One of my absolute favorites, who is really, I can't imagine at any point soon is going to be killed, is Navarro.
Oh my. I'm kind of sad. I mean, I get that he is not in the Ozarks for very good reasons, but I just like want to see more of him. The Ozarks is like the Godfather mixed with like Outer Banks. It is literally like such an intense yeah. world. Like that scene where everyone was murdered at the christening. It was just, oh my like God, straight yeah. out of The Godfather. And then you're like back to a boat on the lake in the Ozarks, like casually laundering right. money. And it's like, wow, how are we in two such insane worlds? But him throughout that scene, like throwing the laptop and like losing his mind, being kind of fine after and just getting everything organized and then having another christening. Is that necessary?
Probably not. And like the fact that whoever played that part could have played it so kind of over the top and stereotypical, what you think of when you think of a cartel. But when he has his phone conversations with Wendy and he's like very calm and they're just talking about business, like it's just so evil in such a quiet way that it almost makes it more evil, you
yeah,
know?
It's just like they really aren't, it's no big deal how many people are getting killed, how big of a risk it is, how they're literally at war. It's just
yeah.
business as usual.
It seems like where we left off, that when we pick up, they're going to be in Mexico for this Christmas. I mean, we're going to yeah. have to, I feel like now the three of them are going to be even closer.
Now there's no middleman. So now it's just going to be Wendy and right. Marty and Navarro. I loved when Maya and Marty were on the phone and she was like, just don't get on the plane. And he was like, thank you for that warning.
Yeah. I also feel like she's such a better agent. She's doing so much better than Petty and Evans, who like Petty was too emotional and too involved and like unwell. Evans was too aggressive and just like was not going to make any kind of connection with the birds. Yeah. But Maya is like, I maybe could see him turning her, or I maybe could see her turning him in. Like yeah. she just seems like a much more qualified agent to be on their case.
I completely agree. And she was fun. Like it was so fun having her at the casino. It just like added this kind of hilarious element.
I feel like at the end of season 3, Darlene and the Langmores are like, everything got fucked up when the birds came to town. And they're not wrong. Like, they just came into these people's town and just fucked up their whole operation.
They were absolutely selling heroin, so that does kill people, of course. But they were having a functioning operation in this terrible drug industry. And they were all, like, hustling in different ways, but they were all getting by, and I feel like there was less murder. Definitely some darkness, but it was just the birds, really, and what they've done to, like, poor innocent Rachel, poor basically anyone that, I mean, Helen is now dead, poor Ben. It's just
anyone they come into contact with has not fared well.
Yeah,
I don't know if Marty and Wendy are gonna make it out alive.
I don't know that they can't. Like, I just...
Yeah. What else have you been watching lately?
Well, we were just discussing that we really want to watch Lupin. So it's a French heist show. And I love a subtitle situation. So I'm very excited about it. But I've heard incredible things. Mm-hmm. I am still watching Mad Men, as we discussed. I still am watching Godless, as we discussed. And honestly, those three are probably going to take up quite a lot of my time. What about you?
Well, now that I've finished Ozark, we're going to get back into Lovecraft, which I put a little pause on because I wanted to give it my full attention. So, going to start that again. I'm watching WandaVision, which I'm absolutely loving. But I think I'm going to try to do, like, all of my focus on Lovecraft because there's so much going on in it that I feel like it deserves my full attention.
I feel like
there's just so much. There's
so much. But yeah, luckily, we seem to never run out of TV. Well, we'll be back
soon. We'll be back.
We have a few things in the works for the next episode. So thank you all.